Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today, over the phone, we are joined by Mont Harmon Middle School Principal Keith Palmer, as well as two student archers, Chet Fredrickson and Maximus Johnson. We are going to be talking about what's happening over at Mont Harmon for this week's school district update. It's a pleasure to be joined by all of you. Thank you for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us on.
So, you know, it's a busy time of year, third quarter wrapping up into that fourth quarter and the final push to the end of the school year. But along with that comes a lot of excitement across all different varieties of clubs across the school. One of the ones that I'm interested to see is the theater department. They are hosting a performance of Quest on April 10th and 11th at 7 p.m. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we haven't been able to do shows for many years. We put one on at Christmas, and then they're doing this spring one for the students who took the class in the spring. So we're excited to have these students perform. And it's not a play that probably most people are familiar with, but I've watched them rehearse a little bit. It's a fun play that I think people will enjoy if they'll come out. And as people come out and support, it allows us to do more shows in the future. It helps us to build up that budget for a new class. So We'd love to have everyone come.
It's always good to support the arts, but it's especially good to support the arts when they're happening at the middle school level. Help develop that interest early and help build something that the school can maintain. So I highly recommend everyone to go check that out. Again, that's going to be on April 10th and 11th. Moving from the theater side of things into the world of athletics, it's a busy time. You got track, you got all sorts of different things going on out at Mont Harmon. One of the newest additions, though, you guys are adding is you are doing a new drill team at the middle school.
Yeah, the high school coach came and talked to me and was concerned that there was no feeder program, and so we kind of explored those options and decided that that it really would be a benefit to some of our students who were not doing cheer to have another opportunity to dance and to get ready to be able to compete in high school. So we're excited about adding that and having a new experience for some of our students. So that's going to be exciting.
No, it's always exciting seeing new sports get added because you never know what's going to take off. And one example we've seen of that, of course, is archery. It's something that has been introduced here in the Castle Country. And just as of late, it has taken off. And, I don't want to brag you guys up too much, but you guys have built a bit of a dynasty out there at Mont Harmon.
they do awesome. It's kind of the center of the creation of that in this community with Mr. Laszlo, and he just continues to coach these kids up, and they do awesome.
So, Chet, Maximus, let's bring this down to you guys for a second. Chet, we're going to start with you on this one. You know, what does preparation look like as you're getting ready for archery? What do the practices look like? What does the training look like as you're preparing for competition?
Just practice and, have fun.
You know, I think that's the biggest thing when you're looking at any sport. You know, you want to have fun. That's at the forefront of everything you're doing. And archery is just a great way to do it. So what drew you to archery? What made you want to participate in this sport?
Probably being able to hang out with, my friends and just shoot archery.
You know, you can't go wrong with hanging out with your friends. I think that was my favorite part of middle school sports, was just being able to build up that bond with your friends, have that camaraderie around a shared sport. Now, Maximus, let's bring this to you. Same question. What does practice look like? How do you approach training for archery?
So training for me, I usually think about the little stuff that counts. So basically, we're trying to make that front hand not move while we're shooting and get a perfect release in.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where it feels like there's so many little things in archery that can impact it. You know, mentioning that you're looking at all those smaller details, you know, what have you found is the easiest thing for you to kind of grasp in it, but what's also been probably the biggest challenge for you to try and adjust to in the sport?
The biggest challenge for me is trying to find aiming points so they would hit in the yellow or close to the 10.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, as you look at archery, what do you find the most enjoyable part of participating in it?
The most enjoyable part I find is just having fun and hanging out with friends.
Now, we'll open it back up to both of you. What does the season kind of look like? You know, of course, you're going to have practices, but what do competitions look like for you?
competitions for me are fun and enjoyable. Like this year, we both of our teams got in the top 10. We have our first team in first place and our second team in second place.
Now, that's dominance. If you have first and second, respectively, for both your teams, there's no other way to put it than dominance. Now, looking at the same question for you, Chet, what do meet days look like for you and competitions look like for you?
Sometimes they're a little stressful, but usually they're really fun.
You know, it's a fine balance of them. I completely understand that. You got a little bit of stress wanting to perform well, but overall, the fun really takes reign. Now, Principal Palmer, looking at this from the administrative perspective and from the principal perspective, what's it like having such a good archery team at the school?
Well, for me, I just think kids benefit when they are involved and have these groups that they, you know, attached to. It helps them to keep their grades up, keep motivated. These guys work extremely hard, and it then teaches them how to work hard in the classroom and things. I mean, these guys are just doing great things. It's a great group of kids that it's just awesome that they get to go do something that they enjoy that not a lot of schools have.
No, it's nice seeing that, you know, locally we have kind of been leading the charge in the world of archery, and it's starting to break off more, and it's starting to expand into a bigger and bigger sport. But like you said, ultimately, it's the lessons these kids are learning while competing and while training for it, you know, that hard work, that dedication, the balancing of schoolwork and athletic work. It really is invaluable for these kids. It's a big benefit for them. And kind of moving away from athletics into the world of academics, like we mentioned earlier, it's the fourth quarter already. Crazy to think about. But as you head into that final stretch, what are you looking at academically for these students?
So we're trying something new this year, and we're doing all of our testing in 1 week and trying to really put emphasis on that and not stretching it out over multiple weeks. So we go to spring break next week, and then we come back and have a big push in the first week of May. We'll run a different schedule and do all of the RISE testing during that week, and hopefully see all the hard work come together and see how students do. And we've been working really hard on just changing expectations and things, and I don't know that we're all the way there, but we've been working hard, and hopefully it will result in some great test scores from some awesome students. So we're just down to that final push.
You know, based on our conversations, I think you're right to have expectations pretty high for these students. They are doing an excellent job out there. Principal Palmer, it was a pleasure to catch up with you, and it was a pleasure to catch up with you, Chet, and Maximus as well. Thank you for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, we're talking to Mont Harmon Middle School Principal Keith Palmer, as well as two students in Chet Fredrickson and Maximus Johnson, providing this week's school district update. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.